Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for our audience today. What if your greatest wealth isn't in your bank account, but in your body? Have you ever thought about that? Well, today we're going to be discussing this at length with our special guest. Today, Jeffrey Felberg, who is a nine-figure business mogul, and he's going to reveal how optimizing your personal health became a key factor in his long-term wealth success. So whether you're an entrepreneur, executive, or simply someone seeking balance, this episode is going to be offering you some tools, wisdoms, and insight for aligning your health and wealth for a more abundant life. So let me just share a little bit about our guest, Jeffrey Felberg. He is the post-exit entrepreneur who turned down a seven-figure offer, battled burnout, and built a nine-figure exit using his deep wealth nine-step roadmap. From launching Embonent in his parents' attic to scaling it into a market leader, Jeffrey discovered the hard truth that 90% of business owners fail at their exit, and most don't even know it. The skills that build a business aren't the ones that sell it. Today, through the Deep Wealth Mastery, Jeffrey helps entrepreneurs avoid painful exit mistakes, reclaim their health, and unlock life-changing wealth without sacrificing purpose or peace of mind. His mission is to help business owners create a thriving legacy, achieve true financial freedom, and never worry about money again. So I welcome today to the Dr. Dolores Show, Jeffrey Felberg, and we're going to talk about the link between your health and your wealth. So welcome, Jeffrey, and it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Hey, Dr. Dolores, so good to see you again, and thank you so much for having me on your show. My goodness, as I'm listening to you say all those fancy big words, it's wow, that's a lot there, but I'm really looking forward today to really taking back the curtain of how do we, like we said at the start of the show, I loved your intro, our sovereign health, it's our sovereign right to be healthy, and our health is our first wealth. So very much looking forward to that today.
Well, you know, thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate that. And it's so true because I feel that so many people have, I'm going to say, drank the Kool-Aid for those of our generation of it has to look a certain way and be a certain way. And we're constantly trying to make something happen and we're constantly in doing mode. And it's really counterproductive to what we truly want for ourselves, you know, to have true health and lasting wellness. So with, you know, I always love when I have guests on to find out what their story was and how you got to where you're at, because I feel that's so insightful because you're actually living your truth. And if you could just share a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll look to blend both the business side, also the health side, which when I first started out, I didn't know any better. I mean, I graduated from my program. I was in my parents' attic. I had no money, no experience, no team. And I just listened to the so-called conventional wisdom, which often isn't so wise. And sayings like, it's okay, burn the candle at both ends, or you'll sleep when you die, and all those other kinds of things. And as a newbie in business, I was just, you know, out there looking to build the business and working these crazy entrepreneurial hours. Now, truth be told, Dr. Dolores, it was my younger days, and I could get away with a lot of that. But eventually, it caught up with me, and we'll get there in just a moment. But when I first began, as I mentioned, I had no idea what I was doing. And my goodness, if I had a dollar for every mistake that I made, I would not have needed my nine-figure exit. I probably would have had a 10-figure exit from all the mistakes that I made. But, you know, failure is a great teacher. And my grit, my passion kept me in the game long enough that the company became successful. And with that success came a knock at the door. And the knock was from a Fortune 10 company. They offered seven figures to buy the company. Family and friends really excited. Jeffrey, you can move out of your parents' attic. Look at this. It was all worth the while. And they were just as shocked as the potential buyer when I said, no, thank you. I knew I could do better. And I began to put together the system. Now, what's interesting, Dr. Dolores, as I was going through the creation of the system, I was flying all over the country. I was speaking to entrepreneurs that hit it out of the park, those that failed big, those that struck it big, everything else in between, speaking to all kinds of experts. And unbeknownst to me, that began to take a toll on my health along the way. So think of waking up with no energy, brain fog, really no will or desire to do anything. I just wanted to stay in bed. And I also began on that journey to ask the other entrepreneurs, well, how did you deal with this? And that began to wake me up to, hey, as successful as we can be, as you alluded to, with our bank accounts, if we don't have the energy, if we don't have the health, if we don't have the clarity, we'll probably never get there in the first place. We're not going to make the right decisions. But even if we do, what's the point if we can't get out of bed or if we can't move around like we're supposed to or like we used to? And so that began part of my journey. What also made an indelible impact right towards the end, just before my exit, sadly, my father passed away. Mm. And at the young age of 59, he was taken far too soon from us. And that was a real eye-opener for me that, hey, it's not like the movies, that bad things can happen to good people, and if it could happen to my father, it could also happen to me. And it put me on a life journey of not only how do I master the business side, how do I master the health side, now understanding, truly understanding that our first wealth is really our health and not the other way around. And I've been very fortunate. I've had you on my podcast, the Deep Wealth Podcast, and other guests, and like you, they've all shared the same things that, hey, I don't remember some of those business meetings or some of those activities that kept me away from the really important things in life, being with family or taking care of my health. Yeah. And it's just another visceral reminder of how we've got to take care of ourselves. And you and I talked about this many times offline. We've got to be selfish. You know, selfish has become a bad word. It's not really a bad word when we can look after ourselves first. We can then look after everyone else around us. That's why on the airplanes, when you fly, they say, should the air mask drop, put it on yourself first before anyone else around you so that you can be conscious to help those around you should that happen. And so I'm looking forward to delving into that. So from a very high level, said no to that seven-figure offer, began to look after my health, began to put the system together that less than 24 months later, it had me welcome from a different buyer a nine-figure exit. And that's when I began to pay it forward, because I realized I was just so naive. My naivete, I thought I was the exception, that no one would ever try and take advantage of an entrepreneur. But after the news got around, other entrepreneurs began to reach out, and I realized that, hey, I wasn't the exception, I was the norm. And that's where I made it my life mission. Let me reach out to others, help them increase their health today, increase their profits today, and then on their own time, when they're ready, they can have a business exit and at the same time have the health that goes along with that. And by saying that, not like yourself, I'm not a medical professional, I'm not a doctor, this isn't medical advice, I'll share anecdotes, I'll share stories along the way, but that's really what I've been doing now ever since my exit.
No, you know what, and thank you for sharing that, and wow, what a story. You know, and thank you for putting yourself first to realize that, you know, you had the insight that something, you know, was off with all of that, and that you came into more alignment with that. And, you know, yeah, it's you're not the exception. It's like, this is what everybody does. It's like, we've been kind of programmed that you have to work hard, work hard, work hard, like push a boulder up a hill, and, you know, And what happens is like it's like trying to make something happen. When you're doing that, it's like you're never in the present moment. You're always living in the past or in the future, right? And what happens is that, and I've seen this in healthcare, it's like people become sicker. What happens is that when you're constantly in motion like that, it starts wearing on you. Your immune system gets, the stress is there. So stress kind of creates like, immunity issues within your body. And when that starts happening, your body starts falling apart. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes the extreme for somebody to have a huge health crisis for them to realize that something is off. And I just love the idea where you're able to look at this in present time and work with it together because it's all connected in ways people have no idea.
Absolutely. And I want to share two quick stories with you
Sure.
just to really emphasize what you're talking about. And a short while back, unfortunately, a member in the community, very successful member, billionaire, ultimately passed away. And before that happened, I was speaking with a member of the community who wasn't well and was told both by the billionaire as well as by his wife, they both said the same thing. We would trade all of the zeros in the bank that we have to get our health back. That all the zeros in the bank today doesn't make a difference because there's a finite number of days that are left and it's not looking good. And I got to tell you, speaking afterwards with the wife who was there and mourning the passing of her husband, all the zeros in the bank and the quote unquote luxury life that she has ahead of her, it means nothing to her because the love of her life isn't there. And what she would do to change that, to have the love of her life, her husband right by her side. And so as we think about, well, I'm going to grow my business, I'll make some sacrifices now, I'll take care of it later, it never works like that
No, it doesn't.
because there's only so much that the body can take. And sure, there's things that we do that we can potentially restore ourselves back to a certain point, but it takes a lot of time and effort, and we always want to be proactive and preventative. And for everyone who's listening, especially if you're a business owner, let me ask you this, because this is how most of us are, myself included, especially when I first got into business. Would you run your business without any key performance indicators, without any KPIs, without any data, without any statistics? Would you just run your business, show up to your accountants once a year, have a 5-minute meeting, and then go back to your business? And you're probably saying, Jeffrey, what are you crazy? Of course, I know what my KPIs are. I look at them on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly basis so I can make sure that my business is on track. If my business is going in the wrong direction, my KPIs tell me that so I can make a correction so I can be in business. Okay, I'm with you on that. Well, now let me ask you another question. If our health, if that's our first wealth, if that's our first business, if you will, do you know what your KPIs are? Are you tracking your KPIs? Or are you simply showing up to your general practitioner, your GP, your family doctor, who's giving you the 5 minutes that they have, and no aspersions towards the doctors, are doing the best that they can with what they have to work with, but are you just showing up for your annual physical, for your 5 minutes, then being sent on your way and maybe on whatever social media platform or the radio or the TV, you're picking up some general advice here and there, and you're following this conventional wisdom when it comes to your health? Well, if you are, you're going to be bankrupt. But it's not your business that you can start again. It's your health. It's your life. And you only have one of those. And you've got to make the most of it. And unfortunately, for most entrepreneurs, that's their story where the KPIs, the data for their health, it's either taking a back seat or it's not even there at all.
Good point. Very good point. And we're going to get ready, Jeffrey, just to go on our first break. So when we come back, let's just share some more about those stories because that rings true because if you're not able to, you only get that one chance really with your health, and I think it's crucially important. It's way far more important than anything that you could put a price on. So you're listening, you all, to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about the link between your health and your wealth with my special guest, Jeffrey Feldberg. And when we come back, we'll share some more. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host. And today I have the pleasure of having a guest, a very special guest on our show, Jeffrey Felberg, we're talking about the link between your health and your wealth today on our episode. And before break, he was sharing some information about, some clients and what he's actually been able to share through his insights with his own evolution with his journey in life as well. So, Jeffrey, if you got another story to share, that would be really helpful as well.
Absolutely. And let's set the context for this for everyone who's listening. So imagine now you're running your business and you're dreaming of the day. You put in the proverbial blood, sweat, and tears. You put everything in it. You took the risk. And unfortunately, you've had those sleepless nights, which we'll talk about. And the business is now growing. You're getting there. And you can actually, down the road, the very near future, you can see yourself, okay, I'm going to start a new chapter. I'm going to sell this business. I'm going to become independently wealthy. I'll then be able to do whatever I want with my time and my loved ones and travel and do all my dreams and everything else. And on paper, that sounds terrific. And hey, who doesn't want that? We all want that. That said, though, in order to go from here where we are right now to there, let's think about that for a second. Let's take a step back before I share the quick story with you. So what are we going to need to do? Not to get any deal. Most entrepreneurs, they get any deal. In fact, up to 90% of business exits fail. So if you think about that for a moment, all that time, that effort, that money, it's wasted. And of the ones that actually cross the finish line, the ones that actually do sell, most business owners, Dr. Dolores, they're leaving anywhere from 50% to over 100% of the deal value on the deal table. They don't even know it. So our goal, we don't want any deal. We want to get the best absolute deal. Part of what we need, the foundation of doing that, though, and a lot of entrepreneurs, when they first hear this, Jeffrey, you're crazy, that doesn't exist, it's not possible. When I say, well, if you want to get that, and who doesn't, we've got to be healthy. We've got to be in top mental and physical shape. And the pushback that I get is, well, Jeffrey, I'm not running a marathon here. I'm not doing a sprint. What does it matter that I don't have to be in top physical shape? Well, actually, you do. Because when you're going through, I'll use two fancy words, a liquidity event or a business exit, when you're going through that, there is lots of pressure. Things begin to move fast. Your mental acuity, you've got to be at the top of your game. Think about it. You're making life-altering decisions. The wrong decision can set your business back. It can set you back for decades, or dare I say forever, because you're not going to reach your financial goals, your financial dreams. So think about that, because most business owners simply show up. And let's be honest about this. If we look at the stats that are out there, Dr. Dolores, you'll know better than I. Last time I checked, it's probably gotten even worse. Close to 9 out of 10 people have some kind of metabolic disease. Either they have one now or it's around the corner. They don't even know it. And so they have some sickness in the picture. And they're just showing up. They have the brain fog. They don't have the clarity. They don't have the energy. They don't have what they need to really make the right decisions. So our 9-step roadmap, all these fancy terms now, a deep wealth based on my 9-figure exit, we created this 9-step roadmap. As good as it is, if you don't have that mental clarity, if you don't have that energy, if you don't have your health, it's not going to do you any good. It's going to stay in the toolbox. You're not going to be able to use it. So think about all that. When I had an entrepreneur approach me and reached out and said, hey, Jeffrey, I've got an 8-figure deal on the table. What do you think I should do? And I said, I think you should take it. The days that we could help you, you know, we haven't talked until now. Perhaps we could have helped you earlier, but you have the deal. I can't really tell you what to do. Probably just take it. You'll retire really well, and you'll have all kinds of zeros in the bank account. Just go ahead and do that. Go for it.
Yeah.
And at the very least, sleep on it. But you've got to decide. I can't tell you what to do at this point, because you're coming at this point, and I don't want to interfere with everything that you've done. Anyways, didn't hear back until around a month later. Entrepreneur calls back and he said, you know, Jeffrey, I thought about it and I said no to the offer. I actually want to go through your program and I'm prepared. I know I can do better and I know there's no guarantees. I might not get any deal. I might get a deal that's worse than what I had, but I want to go through your program. Let's see what we can do. And one of the things, Dr. Dolores, that we do in our program, we start at the very end, the last step, and we actually make that the first step, the post-exit life. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to know who the entrepreneur is. What are your dreams? What do you want to do? And in this case, well, Jeffrey, my children are still young, but when they grow up and God willing, they'll get married, I'll have grandchildren. I want to be there for the grandchildren. I want to be able to travel with them, spend time with them, pick them up and run and play whatever sports or activities that they're doing. And we began to hear what those dreams and aspirations were, in addition to the financial ones and everything else. And we put together a post-exit life of what that's going to look like. But starting today, my big mistake, Dr. Loris, when I signed that deal, that 9-figure exit deal, I had no idea about the post-exit life. I figured, I'll just get to it when I get to it. Guess what? Some of my biggest mistakes came post-exit, not pre-exit, because I didn't prepare for it. I didn't plan. But yeah. Part of that preparation is, okay, where are you on your health scale? What's going on there? What are your KPIs for your health? Mm-hmm. And good thing I'm not naming names, you know, for privacy, because there was no health scale. It was late nights, not a lot of sleep, burning the candle at both ends, not even really going to call it a diet because it was eating anything and everything, whenever, wherever, not the healthiest kinds of foods. Mm-hmm. And we began to work on that, even though I'm not a medical practitioner like yourself, Dr. Dolores, but some real common sense things backed by research of what to do, such as, hey, sleep is our superpower. Go to bed at the same time. Wake up at the same time. Try not to go to bed too late. Have your last meal at least 3 hours before you go to sleep. If it can be even earlier than that, the better. Maybe you want to wear some blue blocking glasses a few hours before you go to bed. Just some basic kinds of things to begin to do to get a regular rhythm in place. And a funny thing happened. Shortly into the process, the entrepreneur says, Jeffrey, I got to tell you something. I haven't felt as good as I feel in years. I actually forgot what it felt like to have energy. I forgot what it feels like to get out of bed and just be so excited for the day, even if I'm sitting around doing nothing. I forgot about that. My new normal became, well, it's just normal. I have some pain or I have some brain fog or 2 p.m, I have to take a nap because I can't function anymore. And I just got to slog it through to the end of the day and have who knows how many cups of coffee to help get me through. So some amazing changes began to happen on the health side. And then on the business side, not to my surprise, but to the entrepreneur's surprise, hey, Jeffrey, I never expected this, but I'm seeing the business in an entirely new light. I'm seeing things that I never saw before. I'm making better decisions of who I hire, how I hire, what we're doing in the business, what we should stop doing in the business, what we're not doing in the business. I'm going to be picking up on all those things and starting to do those. It's amazing what's going on with all these things. I'll make a very long story now, short, and fast forward to the end. So health was thriving on all cylinders. The business did some incredible things. And end of the day, the entrepreneur also signed a 9-figure deal. Big but, though, kept a large portion of the company. It was private equity who came in to buy the company. There will be a second sale of the company, and no guarantees, of course. It's likely, though, when you combine the first sale with the second sale, it'll be a 10-figure exit deal. All those zeros. Amazing, but more important than the money to me, because we can always make money. Money's never the issue. The entrepreneur's health is on a different trajectory. The mental health, the relationship with his wife, with the family, with the kids was taken to a next level. The skill sets that were learned, those are the riches. It's not what's in the bank. Those are the riches. That's our first health. That's our wealth in terms of being able to, well, I just feel better. I have that energy. I have that mental clarity. I have better relationships. And like myself, and in his case, he was a person where God plays a big role. I know for some people that can turn them off. If it's not God, maybe it's the universe, whatever it is for you. But right. That went to a better level. Just everything in that entrepreneur's life went to a higher level, went to a better level that will now be taken forward, not with this entrepreneur, but to his children, God willing, to his grandchildren, to his colleagues, his team members around him, all because we started with health first principles. Simple things, small things, a lot of them are free, doesn't cost money to do, to begin to get us on the right track.
That's an amazing story. And I so am aligned with you, Jeffrey, in regards to, it really starts with us first, our health. Everything starts with us. Our health is like one of the most important foundational pieces. Yet so many of us give our power away to something outside of ourselves instead of coming within and taking care of this gorgeous Taj Mahal that we live in. You know, we kind of ignore it, which isn't really nice, you know, but it's an essential part. And, you know, when you're able to align, you know, your health and with your wealth, it's like, it's almost as if it's speaking the same language and it's a vibrational frequency as well. So it's the carryover of all that, you know, delicious stuff that you have within yourself. It's rippling out into those other aspects of who you are. I think what happens for some people is that they feel that everything is compartmentalized and they don't talk to each other, which is not true at all. They really influence each other in ways people have no idea. So thank you for sharing all of that. That's just really important.
And Dr. Dolores, you mentioned vibrations and frequencies, and you know better than anyone how important that is. I'll share with you that I see this big misconception that people say, well, I'm doing these things in the health area, but just because you're doing things in the health area doesn't mean you're healthy. And going back to sleep as a superpower, you can be eating right. You can be doing all the right kinds of workouts and everything else that's going on and staying away from the so-called bad foods or other kinds of things going on. But if you're getting a few hours of sleep, none of that really matters. You can be doing everything right, but you're really doing everything wrong because you don't have it right in the sleep area, as one example. Oh, and there's so many other areas, but that's just one example.
Sleep, you know, sleep is, I agree with you, is so essentially important because this is where your body gets to recharge itself and to not only just recharge, but to revitalize. And sleep is the essential part to give your body that hiatus. And I know we've been programmed in our society that, you know, I remember you said something earlier, oh, I'll sleep when I die. Well, guess what? When you die, you don't sleep. You're actually, which is kind of funny, but anyway. And we're going to get ready to go on our next break again. So I am here with my special guest, Jeffrey Feldberg, and we are here talking about the link between your health and your wealth. And when we come back, we're going to share some more insights on this. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking today with my special guest, Jeffrey Feldberg, and really talking about the link between your health and your wealth. And before we went on break, we were really diving into the importance of sleep and how it's like the essential foundation. So, you know, Jeffrey, just tell me more about, you know, I love what we call about sleep hygiene. That's like the new buzzword that seems to be out in the world. And how, you know, just share some more about that for us.
Well, sure. Let me put myself under the microscope because the past, I'm going to say 2-3 years, I've done a deep dive on sleep for myself. And one of my big goals, God willing, is not only am I going to be here, but I'll be here healthy and thriving when my children have grandchildren, and to be there for them and not just be off to the side or in a wheelchair or not being able to be with them, but to be active. And I realize, hey, I got to be my own advocate for my health, because if I don't do it, no one else is going to do it. And the more I began to look into sleep, the more I realized I've got it so wrong. The more I began to know, the more I realized I just don't know what's out there. And so some of my own personal journey in terms of what I've done, we've also built that into our 90-day default mastery program with the entrepreneurs who go through the program. When it comes to sleep hygiene, and you're spot on as usual, Dr. Dolores, in terms of selecting the different things. For sleep hygiene, as an example for myself, my goals are, okay, as best I can, and there's always exceptions. So everything I'm going to say, there's always an exception where I don't do it because something comes up, or there's travels, or there's a family event, or who knows what it is. But when I can, I go out of my way to, okay, I'm going to be in bed as close to it as possible the same time each night, and I'm going to wake up the next morning the same time each night, even if I wake up a little bit earlier. And, you know, for me, when I wake up, I'm raring to go. I just want to get out of bed, but if it's earlier than what it should be, I'll stay in bed. Sometimes I'll fall back asleep, or other times I'll just stay in bed until it's my time to get out of bed, because the body loves that routine. It loves that, okay, I know what's happening when that's happening. I'm going to geek out here a little bit. A few hours before bedtime, I'm one of those weirdos out there that has those blue blocking glasses. They're becoming more popular now, but I put the blue blocking glasses on so that the bright lights aren't so bright and is blocking out the blue, so my circadian rhythm actually stays in rhythm. And this way, a couple hours before sleep, I'm dimming the lights, I have my blue blocking glasses on, I'm not in front of the computer, I'm minimizing the screen time. The best of my abilities, my last meal is, for me, again, I'm really out there on the spectrum in terms of what I do. My last email, or my last meal, rather, it's a good 5-6 hours away, but if you can have your last meal 3-4 hours away, even better. And, you know, there's some who say that our morning when we wake up actually begins the night before. So it's not when we get out of bed for the day. Our morning begins what we do the night before. And so one of the things, in addition to the blue blocking glasses, to just chilling out a few hours before getting into bed, it's also, well, I don't want to watch a movie that's going to be an adventure movie or a horror movie. I want something that's going to be chill and relaxing and just have me ease into things. I don't want to be having a workout right before bed. So those are some of the things when it comes to sleep hygiene. But also before bed, and I'm really honing in on this, what am I grateful for? Vitamin G. It's one of the best vitamins around. It's free. We can do it anytime. Gratitude. Dr. Loris, earlier you mentioned frequencies and vibrations. Well, gratitude, as I understand it, you can correct me if I'm off base, gratitude is one of the most powerful vibrations out there, one of the most powerful emotions out there. How can I feel grateful before I go to bed and before I get out of bed? Now, for me, again, being a man of God, my prayers and everything else, that really helps me before bed and getting out of bed. But what is it for you? Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's going to be something else, but being grateful for the day that we had or the day ahead, or maybe some prayers if that's your thing. But what can I be thankful for? Even the simplest of things. I have a roof over my head, or my sheets feel so comfortable, or I have a home, or I have my family around me. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, and it usually isn't, that I can be grateful for to really put me into the right frame of mind. And one of the things that I really encourage everyone to take it into their days with them, and this is going to sound paradoxical for people, try it. Try this for a 30-day experiment. And here's what I'm sharing. The more time you take off in your life, in your business, if you have control of your schedule, not everyone can do it, I get it. The more time you take off, the more money you're going to make. And people say, wait a minute, Jeffrey, what do you mean? I'm taking time off, I'm going to make more money, I'm not in the business, I'm not working, the business is going to blow up, it's not going to be there, I'm going to have all kinds of problems. Well, maybe that's a problem. Maybe that's one of the hidden skeletons in the closet. That's what part of what we do in the Deep Wealth Mastery Program. Maybe your business isn't running without you. You got to begin to put that in place. If you can't take some time off, maybe start with an hour. Then perhaps can you make it half a day? Then dare I say, can you make it a day? Can you even make it a few days? And later on, maybe a week or a few weeks. The entrepreneurs that have gone through a program, as much resistance, as much pushback that they've given us, Jeffrey, I can't take time out of the business. When they've done this, they've come back to the business. Let's talk about what happened. And it's not just taking time off, because if it's taking time off, you're looking at your phone, you're calling in all the time, you're on the emails and on the calls. No, it's unplugging. It's having people do that for you. You're coming back recharged, relaxed. You have a new lens that you're looking at the business. And the entrepreneurs in the Deep Wealth community that have done this, oh my gosh, Jeffrey, I came back. When I was away, it was in the shower, I had this crazy idea, or I was on this walk in nature and this idea came up. We started this whole new initiative. I'm going to put myself out of business so I can go into a bigger and more profitable business. And we have these incredible opportunities because we've taken the time off, because we're relaxed, because we get to see what's going on that we haven't before. Now, Dr. Dolores, I got to tell you, when I first tried this, I failed miserably. You know, I was looking at the phone. I was doing the emails. I was feeling antsy. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was going crazy. And it takes some time. But if you can stick with it long enough, and it's an experiment, maybe you last 5 minutes the first time around. Maybe the next time around, it's an hour. It's okay. You keep on going until you do it. But with that gratitude, with taking that time off, with being kind to people, with just chilling and relaxing, we're now restoring. We're getting some of that sleep. We're eating whole foods, not the store whole foods, but whole foods, the ones that, you know, don't have ingredients on them. Hopefully organic, if that's in your budget, that you can do that. We're taking care of ourselves, drinking the right amount of water. We're having some basic supplementation. We're probably magnesium deficient. We're probably iodine deficient. That's a whole other conversation. But we're doing some very basic things, from sleep to relaxation to time off to kindness to gratitude. The business begins to improve because our health is improving, our energy is improving, and our outlook, it's an entirely different outlook. And if you're listening to this for the first time saying, Jeffrey, that is just weird, I don't believe you, you're perfectly right to say that. I felt the same way too. You've got to try it as an experiment to see it. But Dr. Dolores, I've seen it time and time again, what a difference it makes.
Oh, I believe you. And you're so spot on, because so many of us are closet control fiends. They have to micromanage, and because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. It's in that perfectionist thing. It actually it sounds like your program just really not only it's like a deep dive into personal growth and reestablishing a really good foundation to prioritize people putting themselves first, be it their health, their well-being, because it all starts from that. And I so agree with you, because when you take time off, it's like you're in another, I'm going to say another zone, and you get to hear those inspirational little nudges that the universe gives to you. So, and this is sometimes where you get to get your most delicious pieces to move forward.
And Dr. Dolores, you said something interesting, and for some people, this may sound a bit out there. Stay with us, though. The universe does give us ideas. And here's the thing, at least in my experience, and again, you can share, Jeffrey, you're on base or off base with this. The universe can be patient, but if we aren't picking up that message, and that message, depending on what your vocation is, maybe it's going to be a number one song, or maybe it's going to be a new product or a new service that's going to create a market disruption, or who knows what it is. If we don't do it, the universe will move along and give it to somebody else, because we just either didn't take the time to listen, or one ear out the other, or it just never registered, or it did register, but we're too busy doing everything else. And you're absolutely right. When opportunity knocks, it's not there forever, and we have to act on it. And going back to something else that you said, I couldn't agree more. When someone comes into the Deep Wealth community, one of the first questions that we ask them, yes or no, we don't want any in between or any story or anything else. Does your business run without you? Yes or no? And I can ask that question because I've been there. My business didn't run without me in the first number of years. It was all things Jeffrey. Jeffrey was the business was Jeffrey. For most business owners, the business doesn't run without them. And that is the challenge. I call it the opportunity. Some people call it a problem or a challenge. I call it the opportunity. That's the main opportunity at hand. When our business doesn't run without us, that's really holding us back on everything. The universe is giving us ideas to take our life to the next level, because we're helping people solve some painful problems. But if we can't do it, it'll go on to someone else. When our business does run without us, we have the right team in place. Now I can take some time off. I can hear those messages. I can look after my health. I can check off some of my bucket list ideas right now. I don't have to wait however many decades ahead when I'm going to quote unquote retire and find out, well, I didn't take care of my health. So yes, there is a retirement, but I can't do most of the things that I wanted to do because my health isn't there. We can actually do that now and enjoy the journey. Because one thing I'll share with you, Dr. Dolores, in the early days, my mindset wasn't right. And it was, okay, Embonet was the e-learning company. And I said, okay, when we get to 10,000 enrollments, life is good, I've made it. Guess what, Dr. Dolores, we're starting to get to 10,000 enrollments. Okay, when we get to 20,000 enrollments, life is good. Okay, we're getting to 20,000 enrollments. Okay, you know what, it's got to be 50,000. It was endless. There was no end in sight, because for me, it wasn't the journey in the early days. It was all about numbers, but it wasn't satiable. It was a big hole inside of me that no amount of accolades or awards could fix. And I know we're coming up to a break, but it's all about the journey. That's the reward. The journey, that is the reward. That is the prize.
And it's very well said, because it's the journey, it's not the destination. And I think on that note, we're going to just segue into our next break. And for those of you who have been listening, we're talking to Jeffrey Feldberg today, and he is telling us about the importance of looking at your physical health and well-being in regards to your wealth, and with your physical well-being being your actual wealth. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up and let Jeffrey tell us a little bit more about his programs and what he's got cooking on the docket for the next several months. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you're really enjoying what you're hearing today on our show, I just invite you to go to your favorite listening platform and give us a like, and maybe even leave a comment, because we just love to spread the wealth of the information that comes through on our episodes. And today we're talking with Jeffrey Feldberg, my special guest today, and we're talking about the link between your health and wealth, and we're talking about sleep hygiene, and he shared some of his stories, personally and professional, in regards to how he got onto his pathway here. So, you know, Jeffrey, tell us what you're going to be doing, you know, in the next 6 months or so. What are your plans as far as your programs and
Absolutely. And one of the ways that I now pay it forward, because I believe no one person is an island unto him or herself. It's all from terrific mentors and people along the way that have helped, and I have no exception. I had a tremendous number of people, some incredible people along the way who helped. And my way of paying it forward is to take my own experience, take what worked, make it even better, take what I failed at, as successful as I was, there were failures, there were mistakes, I reverse engineered that, and I put that into our 90-day Deep Wealth Mastery Program. And this is where entrepreneurs, they come through and they learn exactly what they need to do, both on the health side and on the business side, in terms of how do I get healthier habits today so I can grow my business profits, I can grow my business, maybe create a market disruption, and then when I'm ready, I'll then have that dream exit that I've always wanted to have. And it's a 90-day program. We have, I'll use the F word, we have a lot of fun when we go through that. We're networking with other entrepreneurs. It's in a private area online. It's what's said in the room stays in the room when we're in session. We'll have experts like yourself, Dr. Loris, who will come in and share things with us that we often don't hear about, but we really do need to hear. And we're trading war stories with each other of what's working, what's not working. I need help in this area. Has anyone experienced this? and is really growing together. Because big picture wise, my belief is, like you, like myself, our communities, we can literally change the social fabric of society. And in my case, it's one entrepreneur at a time. In your case, it's one individual at a time. We're both doing the same thing in different ways. We can change the social fabric of society by helping people bring out the best in them so they can bring out the best in other people. One of my personal beliefs is, if we help enough people achieve their goals, if we can take their pain away, then eventually over time, we'll be able to achieve our goals, and in that order, not the other way around. So Deep Wealth Mastery Program, that 90-day program, it's a game changer for so many entrepreneurs that have gone through that. That's really what I look forward to as we go back into sessions shortly and begin that whole experience.
So cool. So what's the best way for people to get in contact with you in regards to this?
Let me make it simple. I'm going to go old school. Just send me an email. Send an email to success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, at deepwealth.com, deepwealth.com, success at deepwealth.com. Please mention Dr. Dolores. You can put it in the subject or in the email, and we'll have a special VIP welcome for you, and we'll give a complimentary strategy call. It's normally $1,750 for that, but it'll be complimentary because you're coming through Dr. Dolores. I would love to hear where you're at in your business. Can I give you a few tips, even if I never speak with you again? Can I give you a few tips along the way that can make a difference? The price is right, it's free. The other F word, it's fun, where we see what's going on. And you know what, if I'm not a fit, I'll be the first to say, hey, I don't think I'm a fit, but maybe this resource is, and check that out. Or hey, this could potentially be a fit. Here's how it could help, what that could look like. So again, success at deepwealth.com. Please mention Dr. Dolores and you'll get the VIP welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Jeffrey. That's very generous of you. And I invite people who are listening to take advantage of that, because that is a real, you know, that's like gold right there. Just to even start a conversation in heading you in the right direction to what your next goals are. So any last words you'd like to share, you know, as we come to a close here?
Well, Dr. Dolores, firstly, thank you so much for what you're doing. You're really a game changer out there. You're changing people's lives. You're helping them get back to health. And you had your journey, which I know you've shared with me, wasn't the easiest. I'm so appreciative of what you're doing. And you really said it all, that our health is our first wealth. And when we can take care of that through some of the things that we talk about and through a lot of the things that you do and that you're recommending, to me, that's the beginning, middle, and end of the story, where we have someone like yourself who can make the difference out there, who can get us into the health zone and do the right things, that we can really make our dreams come true. And I know it sounds a little bit corny and out there, but it is so true in terms of that. And if we can just value our health, to, like you said, make our health our first wealth, to me, everything follows a very distant second after that. It's all noise.
Well, thank you very much for that. I'm in total alignment and agreement with that. It's time for each one of us to really come back to self. It's about taking care of ourselves. And because, you know what, the longest relationship you're ever going to have in your life is the one you have with yourself, inclusive of your health as well. And we're all works in progress. There's not a one and done. We're constantly evolving and changing. And my wish for the audience is that you'd really take what was said today to heart and kind of look at in your life where you could make some improvements or adjustments. Sometimes the smallest adjustment is just the right amount of momentum to get you going in the right direction. So, Jeffrey, thanks once again for being a guest on our show today. And like I said, if you really enjoyed what you hear on the Dr. Dolores Show, please go and go to your favorite listening platforms and like us and leave messages. And we look forward to supporting you in any way that we can in the future. So next week, we're talking about frequency and energy, because we just do that a lot on our show. So stay tuned next week. And just remember, you are loved, you are appreciated, you are valued, you are worth it more than you ever could believe, and just keep moving forward one baby step at a time, if that is what you need to do. So take care and see you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.